ABC Radio Australia.
There's been a collective sigh of relief from many people in Solomon Islands after the government apparently shelved its plan to ban Facebook. Late last year, it announced a plan to temporarily ban the social media platform while it worked out how to stamp out cyberbullying and abuse. Now, though, the communications minister has told local media the government does not want to be seen as dictating people's lives. Liam Fox reports.
Regina Lepping says the announcement last year that the government was going to ban Facebook sent her and other young entrepreneurs in the country scrambling.
They're young people, they're entrepreneurs who rely on Facebook to get connected with people and, you know, to advertise, since everything is always expensive around here. And then to have that all of a sudden a call for banning Facebook, it's just like everyone don't know what to do. They're activating new accounts everywhere and trying to get the same kind of audience they have on Facebook.
She welcomes what appears to be a back down on the Facebook ban by the communications minister, but says the government could have handled the issue far better.
I feel like, you know, you can't just make up such a decision and then do that. And then next minute you change your mind, like, oh no, maybe I'm going to do, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. You're playing with people's lives, actually. And especially people who are trying to survive in this time of pandemic. I just hope that they recall that and actually look more clearly into it.
Last year, to much consternation both inside and outside the country, the government announced it was going to temporarily ban Facebook. It said the move was aimed at tackling cyberbullying and online defamation. Prime Minister Manasa Sogavare went as far as to say the move was about preserving national unity and people's happy coexistence. Now, though, it appears the ban won't be going ahead. The communications minister, Peter Chanel Agavaka, was quoted by Solomon Business magazine as saying Facebook will not be suspended. He reportedly said the government does not want to be seen to be dictating people's lives. No other public statement on the issue has been made by the minister or anyone else from the government. Matthew Wale is the opposition leader.
The way things work here, it probably is an indication of a decision that has been made or is about to be made, but that the minister and his ministry are leaning towards not proceeding with the ban. I welcome it. A ban, obviously, on Facebook is not the only way to address the concerns, legitimate concerns that the government had as grounds for that proposal.
Mr. Wale says the government should have considered other options before jumping straight to a ban.
The initial response should have been, well, let's talk to Facebook. What can we do with Facebook short of a ban? Secondly, they are talking about amending the Telecommunications Act to require SIM cards in the Solomon Islands to be registered to individuals. So that, I think, will also reduce the scope for anonymous abuse.
The proposed ban prompted plenty of discussion among Solomon Islanders, including on the Yumi Tok Tok Facebook page. The page's founder and administrator is Ben Afuga.
I think I would say around 80% of those that commented are against the decision of the government to suspend Facebook.
He too welcomes the government's backflip. As an administrator of a popular Facebook page, he agrees there is a need to stamp out abusive behaviour by anonymous users. He supports the government's move to implement a wide-ranging cyber crime law.
Because there are other platforms, and the tendency is that when people, when Facebook is shut down, people will turn to other platforms. And what is the government going to do? Because people are going to do the same things that they did on Facebook in those other platforms.
Ben Afuga, founder of the Yumi Tok Tok Facebook page, ending that report from Liam Fox.